be praised. Oh, you are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Do you want to worship him tonight? Let us just all, with one heart, look at what he has done for us. And just say, Lord, I thank you. I worship you. There is no other one that is greater. There is no name that's above that name, Jesus Christ. Lord, we know our life is in your hands. And Father, we want to say thank you tonight, Lord, for your protection, for your mercies, for your grace, for your loving kindness towards us, Lord. Father, we want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us all open our hearts this evening. And worship him. Let's worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Oh, raise his name up. Magnify his name. Oh, blessed be thy name, Lord Jesus. We thank you once again, Lord. Another Friday, Lord. Another grace. Another privilege, oh, for us, oh God, to be gathered right in your presence. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Oh, yes. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are the resurrection and the life. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name. You are the Lord of lords, the King of kings. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessing your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. We lift up your name, O God, this evening, because there is no other name. We don't know any other name but the name Jesus Christ, a name that is given above all other names. And Father, we thank you we have the privilege this evening, oh, to call upon your name, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for the day, to this hour that, Lord, we find ourselves, O God, in your presence, Lord. It has been your grace, your protection, Lord. It has been your mercies, Lord, that has seen us through, Lord. And Father, even your sustaining power, sustaining us in our homes. Thanking you, God, for our working places. Thank you for our going outs and our coming ins, Lord. We thank you for many mercies you've given to us. We thank you, the Lord, there is a privilege for us, Lord, oh, to hear from you tonight, Father. And so we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. And even as, Lord, we are with all expectation of God, we know the Lord, your presence is already here. Because you promise it, O Lord, that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you will be in their midst. And Father, tonight we know you are already here to quicken your word of God, to make it alive unto us, Lord Jesus. Knowing, O God, individually, Lord, our needs, Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, you meet each and everyone, Lord, according to your grace, according to your mercies, according to your riches in glory, Lord. Father, we look unto you tonight. Father, even turning to your word of God, we pray the Lord Jesus, you bless your word of God. Amen. Father, take me aside. We want to hear from the Holy Spirit. Amen. From your presence, Lord, we stand now, God. Now speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, we are all with ears, Lord, to hear from you. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. Oh, just yes, another wonderful day for us. It's a great day, a privilege for us to be in his presence. And as we are still standing, let's turn to the word and read from 1 John. 1 John, the first book of John, chapter 4. We read only the first three verses. Praise God. It may look just a short text for us tonight, but the Lord, but the prophet said, every word is inspired, no matter how little it is. Amen. And it will be really profitable for us, for correction, for instructions, unto good works. Amen. Let's hear the word of God. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that he should come. And even now, already, is it in the world. Even now, already, is it in the world. Heavenly Father, we want to confess that you are the Lord. Father, we know that it is not from us, but the Spirit, the Lord, you have laid upon us, O God, is confessing that, Lord, you are God. That Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So tonight, Lord Jesus, come bless your word, Lord. And Father, grant us, Lord Jesus, the inspiration that, Lord, we need, O God, to hold on to this word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated tonight? We are looking at something. The spirit of Antichrist. It's in the form of a Bible studies tonight. The spirit of Antichrist. Do you know that in this journey, this pilgrimage that we are going through, there is a spirit that is going along with us. Wherever you go, it is there. And the scripture we've just read, it said, even now, already, it is in the world. Praise the Lord. And he said, every spirit that will confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And any spirit that will not confess it is what? Is not of God. So it is what? It's very clear and very open. Praise the Lord. And one thing is that the reason why many People profess to be Christians. They go to church and worship and do everything all right. But still they do the works of the world. Is that their belief is without what? Without faith. Amen. Their belief is without faith. They go to church, they worship, they do everything right, but yet they continue to do the works of the world. Said, their belief has no faith. Amen. Their belief is either intellectual or some mental telepathic. You see, they haven't, in the first place, the spiritual foundation or the fertile ground, they haven't got it to receive the seed word. So that what? That seed word, when it falls on it, it will grow. Amen. That's the spiritual foundation. The fertile ground is what? Is faith. When you build a pyramid, what is the foundation? Faith. Praise the Lord. Everything is what? Built upon what? Faith. And so if you remember the parable Jesus gave about the sower, when he went to sow, some fell on the roadside, some among what? Stones and thorns. You see that? All these three places where it fell, it never what? Grew. But the one that fell on what? Good grounds. It what? It grew and germinated. Amen. So, the prophet said, when someone says, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that's all right. But brother, if that is not coming from the heart, why? He said, it is what? It is a make-believe. Amen. If it is not coming from the... Everyone can say that I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Everyone can say it. But he says, if it is not coming from the heart, then it is what? It's a make-believe. He said, it can't come from the heart until the Holy Ghost bears record of it. See? So it has to take what? The Holy Spirit, even to confess that Christ, Jesus Christ, is the Lord. Because the Bible says, no man can say Jesus is the Christ only by what? Only by the Holy Ghost. You can't say it. It's the Holy Spirit in you that is what? Confessing it. Praise the Lord. Do you want an example? Example is when Jesus asked the disciples one time that, what do the people say that I, the Son of Man, I am? See? Some say you are one of the prophets. Some say you are Jeremiah. Some say that you are John the Baptist, one of the prophets. Praise the Lord. Then he said, but you yourself, what do you say? I, the Son of Man, I am. And we know what Peter said. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And what did Jesus say? He said, Peter, by Simon by Jonah, this thing has not been revealed to you by what? Flesh and blood. But my Father which is in heaven has what? Revealed to you. So it wasn't what? Peter himself confessing it. But it is the Spirit of God in him confessing who Christ is. Amen. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God in you, it is all your confession, my brother, my sister, it is just what? Mental telepathic. It is intellectual. You have learned it. And you are saying it. Praise God. So he said, the spirit of Antichrist, as we read, he said, every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of what? Antichrist. Praise the Lord. Now, we must prove all things by the scripture. If it is contrary to my faith, yet the scripture says so, the scripture is right and I am wrong. So now tonight we are going to find what is this spirit of Antichrist. Praise the Lord. Because we need to know that spirit so that we get far away from it. Because it is coming. He said it has come and is in the world now. And it's right in the church. Because the prophet said the Antichrist spirit is what? It's very religious. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Very, very religious. So, for us to know the truth in of anything, you go to the beginning of that particular thing. Amen. If you want to know the truth of anything at all, you go to the beginning of that thing. And so now, this is a scriptural matter. We need to go to the beginning of the scripture to find out what is this Antichrist spirit. Amen. So where do we go? We go to Genesis. Amen. He said, if you want to know what kind of crop you are going to have, or what is growing in the field, you go back and find what kind of seed that was what planted. Praise God. There's, you see some leaves shoot up. You want to know what kind of seed. You want to know what kind of it. You have to find the seed that went down. So we go to Genesis because he said it is the seed chapter. That's where everything was what? Everything was planted. But the prophet said there are some things today that never started from Genesis. Praise the Lord. There are some things that never started from the Genesis. They are hybrid. And we are not talking about hybrid. Amen. Amen. We are going over there. So he said, to begin to know this, that Abel, there were what? He said, who shed the first blood on earth out of anger and envy. Who shed the first blood? Shed the first blood. And that was what? Cain. Amen. And the question is, was that the spirit of God? Was that the seed of God? No. What does the scripture say about Cain? We got to find. Because we are trying to find this spirit. This Antichrist spirit. He said, to begin to know this, that Abel, now look, Abel was a keeper of what? Sheep. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. We are starting right from the scratch. Who Cain is, who Abel is. Abel was what? A shepherd. And Cain was what? A tiller of the ground. And one thing is that there is no coincidence in the word of God. So we see that even Esau, the Bible says he was a Canaan hunter, a man of the field, you see, just like what? Cain. But his brother Jacob, he was a plain man dwelling in tents. That he was what? A shepherd. Good. We are going step by step. Now we have heard that Peter, to confess who Christ was, it has to take what? It wasn't what? By flesh and blood. But the Spirit of God revealed it unto him. Amen. Amen. So now, let's turn to this Matthew 13. We are going to look for this Antichrist spirit. Let's turn to Matthew 13. Let's read from 24 to 30 quickly. He said, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in the field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field? From whence then has it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. We are trying to know the beginning of what? This Antichrist. We are trying to know the beginning of him. Praise the Lord. And so, later, Jesus explained this parable to the disciples. Let's turn to the same paragraph, but the same chapter 37 to 40. 37 to 40. Jesus explaining this parable. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. Take notice of this wicked one. The tares are the children of the wicked one. 39. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Praise God. So, now we see that there are what? The children of what? The children of God. And the children of the wicked one, who is what? The devil. Now, let's look at another scripture. John 8, 39 to 44. Now let's see. The spirit that will not confess Christ. Let's see it. They answered and said unto him, that they were Jews. We are talking about the Jews. The Jews. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye should do the works of Abraham. Praise the Lord. If ye are what? Children of Abraham, ye would do the works of what? Abraham. Why? Because it is a seed. Praise the Lord. It's a seed. But now ye seek to kill me. A man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Praise the Lord. This did not Abraham. You want to kill me, and you are saying that you have Abraham as your father. You see? He said, this did not Abraham. And what was Jesus referring? Jesus remembered that day when he was going towards Sodom. Praise the Lord. Abraham met him. He appeared unto Abraham in the plains of Mamre. Praise the Lord. And Abraham went to meet him. And he said, my Lord, he said, he bowed down before Jesus Christ. He said, my Lord, praise the Lord. He said, don't turn away from your servant, but come in that I will minister unto you some water to wash your feet and some morsel of what? Bread To what? To comfort your heart. Amen. When Abraham met Jesus, he did what? He worshipped him. He worshipped him. And now, standing these people, the Jews, he said, you are what? The seed of Abraham. But you are planning to kill. Praise God. You are planning to kill. And so whose seed is there? Killing whose seed is in there? It's the spirit of what? Cain. So it wasn't the spirit what? It was, they were lying. It wasn't the spirit of Abraham. Because if it were the spirit of Abraham, if they were the seed of Abraham, they would have what? Worshipped. Like Abraham what? Worshipped. Amen. So let's continue. So Jesus said, 41, ye do the deeds of your father. See? Ye do the deeds of your father. Now, they what? They were taken aback. Then they came back again. And now this time, what did they say? That then they said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. You see now how they've turned the whole thing. See? After they've seen that they have been cornered over there. Because Abraham surely will not what? Plan to kill. Abraham, no matter, he will not plan to kill. And so they were exposed there. Now they turned the whole thing to try to what? To tell him that you were born what? Through fornication. Because they know the story of Mary. That Mary was expelled towards Joseph. And Joseph had not, the marriage has not yet come on. They saw that Mary was what? Pregnant. Praise the Lord. So now they want to refer to that. But what were they doing? They were still exposing themselves. Amen. Because they are changing the truth into a lie. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. They were changing the truth into a lie. And that is the work of what? The Antichrist. Amen. They have read, they knew it was written in Isaiah that a virgin shall conceive. Amen. And a virgin conceived, all right. And now that is the truth. But they are changing the truth into a lie. Oh, yes, sir. And 42, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would have loved me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my words. Again, scripture is coming there. My sheep heareth my voice. Praise the Lord. My sheep will hear my voice. The children of God will hear the voice of God. Another voice, they will never. Another one who apart you, they will never follow anyone, any other voice. But they will always look for what? The voice of God. He said, ye, 44, ye are of your father the devil. Jesus was telling them. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. You see? Cain never abode in the truth. Amen. When he had even killed Abel and God asked him, where is your brother? He lied. Let's read on. He said, comes in the truth because there is no truth in him. Take all these things. It's the spirit word of Antichrist. Antichrist will not speak the truth. We are trying to find the Antichrist. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. See, a liar and what? A father of it. So here it is now. These are people that will not confess Christ. So it is what? The spirit of what? Antichrist. So brethren, let's watch all these things. We are coming into something deeper. Let's turn to another scripture. 1 John 3:7-12. We know that Cain killed his brother, a murderer, in the beginning. Are you sure that, is it Adam that sowed that seed? No, sir. Now, he said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, we the Son of God, the manifestation is seen. The difference, he's talking about the difference. Praise the Lord. And we have been given what? That power to destroy the works of the devil. As last week we were on this, the seed of Abraham. The seed of Abraham, that we have the power to possess every word, every gates of the enemy. He said, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. See now here, you see the seed that was sown had to grow up. So if it is tares, it has to be tares. If it is wheat, it got to be wheat. Praise the Lord. The children of God, they will grow up as the children of God. Children of the devil, they will grow up as the children of the devil. Praise the Lord. This shows that that Cain was not the seed of God. That's right. This shows that Cain was not the seed of God. Never Adam's seed, no sir. Because the seed of God remaineth in his children. The seed will remain in you. If you are born the child of God, that seed will remain in you. Amen. And if you are the devil, that seed will remain in you. He said, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteous is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. Now it is coming now right into us now. Praise the Lord. You see that the whole thing now has come right to us now. Now you see it. If you don't love your brother, it is what? The spirit of what? The devil It's Antichrist spirit. If you don't love your sister, see that it has come now right to us. It looks as if we are talking about what? Cain. Now the whole thing now has turned to us now, right upon our faces. Now you begin to ask yourself now. See that now you are examining yourself now. If you don't love, if you hate my brother, it is what? It's the Antichrist spirit that is trying to what? Infiltrate into you. Tonight, let it go out. Praise the Lord. Let it off. Because the Antichrist spirit is very cunning. It goes. Amen. It's trying to take over. Let it go. If you don't love your brother, if you don't love your sister, I'm not saying it. Here it is. He said, neither he that loveth not his brother. He said, it is not of God. He said, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Amen. Yes, that's the commandment Jesus Christ gave to us. That love one another even as I loved you. And he said, it is by this people will know that ye are my disciples. Amen. Praise the Lord. My brother, it is our church here. We must start it right from our church here. If you hate someone, my brother, it is the spirit of what? Antichrist. That is just carrying you around. Praise the Lord. If you hate your sister, it is the Antichrist that has entered into you, working in you. Said, working in the children of what? Disobedience. See it? If anyone hates you, love the person. That's the spirit of God. Just love the person. Pray for him. Pray for her. Say, Lord, I feel pity for my sister. I feel pity for my brother. Don't hate her back. Don't hate him back. Get off that spirit of Antichrist. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus himself, you see, look at his spirit. After all the pain that they were what? Meting upon him. Some slapping him. All sorts of things. He had the power to what? To condemn all of them. To call fire upon them. But he said what? Father, forgive them. See the spirit of God. You see the spirit of God. Let us speak. Let us give ourselves to the Spirit of God. He said, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciple. Praise God. He said, avenge not yourself. Vengeance is mine. Leave everything to me. I will take charge of that. Praise the Lord. And any time you do that, God will be blessing you. Amen. If you not avenge yourself, but you hand over to God, God will bless you. God will show you something great in your life. Praise the Lord. That's him. Verse 12. He said, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. You see now. Cain was what? Of that wicked one. Who is the wicked one? We read it. The first one we read from what? Matthew. The one who sown what? Tares. He said, the wicked one has sown this tares. And that enemy who sowed it, his name is what? The devil. And so Cain, he said, of the wicked one. That means Cain is the son of what? The devil. And people don't believe what? The serpent seed. Amen. There is the proof. Cain was never the seed of what? Adam. It is here. He is of the wicked one. And the wicked one, we have read in Matthew, said Jesus Christ himself saying, it is the wicked one that have sown the tares. And that wicked one, that enemy that sown them is what? The devil. And Cain is of the devil. He was of the what? The wicked one, the devil. See? He's of the wicked one and slew his brother. And therefore slew he him. Because his own works were evil. And his brothers righteous. Praise the Lord. Are you getting it? The Spirit of God. We are the children of God. Let that seed, that what remaineth in us, be made manifest. Praise God. We manifest what? The seed of God that remaineth in us. So everyone can see that of the truth. This sister is what? A child of God. This brother is a child of God. That is what we need in this church. All of us. Let us show that we are the children of God. Loving one another. Amen. Amen. No matter. Praise God. Amen. Watch the spirit of Antichrist. Now the prophet says something in the message book Israel and the church. He said, now, just look at the spirit, how it rose up back there in Cain. See, the Antichrist spirit. Rose back there in Cain, and how it came down through to Ham. You know Ham? Who is Ham? Who is Ham? One of the three sons of Noah. Amen. So that spirit, the prophet is saying, from Cain, it went through what? Ham. And so, you see, when the whole world was destroyed, Ham was in what? Was in the ark. And he was carrying what? This seed. See, this spirit. He was carrying this spirit. You get it? So that spirit didn't die along with what? The wicked people that were destroyed during what? Noah's day. That spirit never died. Someone carried it into what? Into the ark. Praise God. Said through Ham and out through Nimrod into Babylon. Out of Babylon, it came down into the days of the coming of Jesus Christ. See? The spirit traveling. The Antichrist spirit. The spirit of the Antichrist traveling from Cain to Ham to Nimrod to Babylon and all coming through to the time when Jesus Christ was coming. He said, watch, it's moving right out today in a terrible force all around. Today, he said, it's moving with what? A terrible force. Brother, look around now. Sorry. Look around and see how the terrible force now, this spirit of Antichrist is moving. The other day, one of you read it, that Orthodox, that Jew, that there was this gay parade in Jerusalem. And he just went, took a knife and just killed one of those gay people. Did you read that news? That man, 10 years ago, he attacked a gay parade and he was sentenced 10 years. So when, after 7 to 10 years, he came out, just within 2 weeks, there was a gay parade in Jerusalem. He went again. This time, he killed. Praise the Lord. And they handcuffed me. Yes, I've done my work. See? And people were writing comments on this. And I read one man's comment. He said, look, me, I don't care if you want to live that kind of life, but what they are doing, you see, it looks as if they are trying to what? Put that kind of their life upon everyone, that we should accept them anyhow. See? Said, if you want to live that way, live that way. But what the question of coming around in the streets and just provoking and doing all those of things? It is what? Terrible force. They are forcing their way into every corner now. This time, you heard of what happened in Northern Ireland, the baker one, because he will not do bake, he won't bake these gay people their cake. For that reason, he was sent to court. Brethren, look at it. It will come to a time, Brother Wimbo, you have to sign something that you never look down upon a gay in your working place. Because if a gay one, and when they do, they will just come and walk around you, just what, to make some kind of, to provoke you. See? They will try to provoke you. And when you get angry, they will report you and you'll be sacked from your job. My brother is coming. Terrible force. Praise the Lord. They are very provocative. Is what? The spirit of the devil. Before, they hide this thing. Now look at it. Hey, brethren. So he said, it's today in a terrible force all around. And he said, it behooves you, my brother, my sister. That was, I'm reading from the prophet. It behooves you, my brother, my sister, to consider what you are listening to. Praise the Lord. Don't you ever underestimate Satan's power of deceiving. Don't underestimate him. As the other time he said, don't try to outwit him. Just trust in God. He said, don't you ever underestimate him. He is smooth as he can be. And the Antichrist spirit isn't communism. No. The Antichrist spirit is so close like the real thing till it will deceive the very elect if possible. And so now we are coming home again. Now right into what? Because he said it is religious. Brethren, it's religious. You may be seated amongst believers with the Antichrist spirit right in your heart. My brother, tonight we are beginning to know all about this spirit so that you get it out from your life. Amen. 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 He said, it is a religious spirit. Oh, why? Cain and Abel, they were brothers. See? Abel knelt down. Cain also knelt down. He erected what? An altar. Cain did the same thing. Food sacrifice. Cain did the same thing. Two spirits in the last days will be so close. Watch out. That's what the prophet is saying. Said the crow and the dove, they sat on the same roost. Esau and Jacob, they were brothers. Judas and Jesus, they were in the same church. One the preacher, the other the treasurer. They were in the same world, the same church. See? Always just deceiving. He said, look at the lie that Satan gave to Eve. The prophet said it was what? 90% what? Correct. He said, Satan told Eve, what Satan told Eve was 90% truth. 90% truth. Okay. God said, thou shalt surely die. Thou shalt surely die. Then he came, thou shalt not surely die. He added only not. Quoted everything that God said. And then put his own there. 90% he spoke every word that God spoke. Thou shalt surely die. And then he said, thou shalt not surely die. See? Very cunning. So that's the same thing, brother. If the word of God tells you that this is it, brother, don't take anything away from it. Amen. Don't add anything away. Add anything to it. Amen. Say, after all, but you see, when I do it, no, sir! No, sir! Let it be the way as it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, Now look, he said, just about the time Jesus came on the scene, Judas came on the scene. And you notice that? He said, just about Jesus went off the scene, Judas went off the scene. And just the time the Holy Ghost came, the Antichrist spirit came. You see it? Praise the Lord. He said, Christ, the Son of God, came from heaven and is returning to heaven, taking with him the believer. Judas, the son of perdition, coming from hell, returning back to hell, taking away with him unrepented sinners. So if you be an unrepented believer, then you go along with what? The son of perdition. Now Christ, when he came on earth, he went back and said, a little while the world will see me no more, but ye shall see me, for I will be in you, even in you to the end of the world. Now about that time that the Holy Spirit came back upon the church to pull out the people for a bride, the Antichrist came back also to look what? To take along his own. Now, Judas, he was a church member. The prophet is saying it. He was what? A church member. That's why we are all church members. That's why this spirit, we got what? From today, we got to look at it closely. He said, howbeit, he said, Judas came in the form of Satan, the son of Satan. When he came into the world, he went straight into the church. See, first thing, joined the church, became a member of the church of the living God. Judas went out with the rest. You see, when Jesus sent what, the 70, he went out with them and preached the gospel and came back rejoicing because the devils were subject unto him. He was part of the church. He was a preacher. He went out preaching, casting out devils, doing everything. But he was what? He had the devil. Praise the Lord. We are trying to see all these things. Praise God. He did everything, but he was what? A devil. But one thing is that, I love it so much. When they came back, rejoicing, and Judas also rejoicing, but he knew in himself that he is a devil. But he came also, even I cast out what, 3 people. I just lay hands upon them in the name of Jesus. All of them, they were healed. And he was what? He was also rejoicing. Brethren, watch it. You know what Jesus said? I love that. Amen. He said, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not. Amen. Praise God. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not. That the spirits are subject unto you. But rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The most important thing is that, brother and my sister, make sure that your name is there. Amen. And it is upon that you must rejoice. Amen. Because Satan, the Antichrist, can also heal. He can preach. He can do everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's watch it, brethren. That's why I said it is so close that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. But the elect will never be deceived. Because today, many are deceived. People are looking at what? How a preacher, a minister, how he's so powerful, how he can heal the sick, how he can do this. And then look at his life. He's what? Chasing what? Women. See? But look, there is a man in Nigeria. Let me mention his name. Because I don't know. Because things that I hear about his real life is what? Terrible. I think you know him. Have you heard of him before? You call him JT Joshua. See? He can do all form of miracles. And yet, according to his life, secret life, my brother, serious. But people are believing on him. See how? People are being deceived. Praise the Lord. He said, Judas was with them. So he came up with Christ. He sat in the fellowship with the believers. And when it comes to the time of him really to be born again and receive the Holy Spirit, there he showed his color. See? When it came to the time for him now to receive the Holy Ghost, that was the time he saw that, you see, in there, it's not possible for the Holy Ghost to come in. Already he's the devil. See? That's the time he said, I hope I don't hurt anyone. But look, today, lukewarm, borderline believers will come right up to the Holy Spirit, and then they will say, I don't believe in this stuff. See? The time for you to receive the Holy Ghost, that's the time. The time for you to worship, that's the time you find things very difficult. The time for you to stay in the presence of the Lord, you find it what? Difficult. All those kind of spirits, you see, is the Antichrist spirit that is eating into you. Amen. Get it off. Praise the Lord. Get it off. Praise the Lord. He said, they will come right up, them believers, just like Cain. They can come as far as their leader Judas came. He was very fundamental in doctrine. But when it comes to the place of the separation, when it comes to the place of what? Separation. To separate yourself from the things of the world. See, when it comes to that, you come to church all the time, you worship, you sing, you do everything. Oh, good sister, good brother, everything. But when it comes to separation, separating yourself from the things of the world, things that are contrary to the word, is what becomes impossible, is what? Antichrist spirit. Praise the Lord. When it comes to the separation, separating yourself from things that are contrary to the word, you find it difficult. It's Antichrist spirit. You are gone. My brother, come back. My sister, come back. Amen. He said, God draws a line. Man must be born again. But when it comes to being born again and receiving the experience, then men will say, oh, this is all fanatism. There is nothing to it. Amen. I can't live the life that I'm leading. No, no, no. My brother. He said, they believe the scriptures. You see, they believe the scriptures, the way of what? Mental thinking. And what? Intellectualism. That's all. That's how their belief is. But they can't believe it from their heart. See, because it isn't there, it is the Holy Spirit that takes it up and begin to confess that Jesus, He is God. Amen. He said, borderline halfway walk. He said, watch that religious spirit. Watch that religious spirit. Then he said, somebody may ask, Brother Branham, do you mean to tell me that the Antichrist spirit will be a religious spirit? Jesus said so. He didn't say yes, but he said, Jesus said so. He said, it will be close. It will be so close like the real thing. Till it, if it will be possible, it will deceive the very elect. Amen. See? It's religious. That throws a little different light onto it here. He said, that is a religious spirit, a spirit that can shout, a spirit that can dance, a spirit that can what? Cast out devils, a spirit that can do all kinds of miracles and still not be born of the Spirit of God. See how deceptive it is. It can dance, it can sing, it can worship, it can do everything. Cast out what? Demons and other things. But yet, it is still what? Not the Spirit of God. Very deceptive, my brother. If you are not elect and elect, surely you'll be deceived. Amen. As many are, see? The Spirit of Antichrist now is already in the world. It's already here. Now the prophet said, listen to this. He said, many shall come. See, many, in that day, many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have we cast out devils? In thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto him, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. See? They did all this. They are all, see, the scripture is telling us that all these things, they are very, very true. Very, very true. So today, many base their what? Their belief on somebody who can preach like fireball. My brother, don't look at that way. Amen. He said, somebody who dance in the spirit or shout the victory, that don't mean anything yet. Upon emotion, you can't rely upon that. But you got to get the real thing first. Let's make sure we've got what the real thing. One thing is that, brother, if you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, oh, nothing can what push you around. Amen. Nothing can push you around. You stand stable. You make mistakes, but immediately you realize, and the mistakes, oh, you put them right immediately. Praise God. But you can't sin. I want to hear amen. You can't sin. Praise God. He said, I seen people stand, throw themselves forth and back, screaming, walk through the piece of fire and everything. He said, it doesn't mean anything. Amen. He said, I've seen people, now he's come to the Muslims, hollering, Allah, 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 and they'll be what? Cutting themselves. See? Do you know that they have a festival of the prophets? When it comes, they'll be cutting themselves like this. Do you know that? The Shia people, the Shia Muslims, they'll be cutting themselves with knives, bleeding profusely. Oh my. See how Satan can work you for you to believe something. Terrible. They cut themselves. Praise God. Thank God that there is the Holy Spirit. Not because we dance or we're happy or shouting, that doesn't mean it. But what? It is what? The fruits of the Spirit. Prove it. Prove your life. The fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, patience. Oh, praise the Lord. Those fruits prove that you are a son of God. Amen. Amen. Don't try to manufacture it anyway. Amen. If you try to manufacture it, one day it will burst. Amen. God will make sure that you are exposed. It will burst because you will be tried. And then you see, if you say, hey, this sister, way how? Praise the Lord. But it's the fruits. Brethren, let us surrender to him. Amen. Let's surrender to him. He said, we should be one in spirit. Now he's talking to the church. We should be one in spirit. Okay, let me read it. I said, people can shout, dance in the spirit, and hate their neighbor, refuse to speak to one another. That's why I say, I don't want to hurt you, but it must be told. Amen. He said, we should be one in heart. Amen. Now to the church now. We should be one in heart. Brethren, if somebody would not like to what, be part of that union, you just make sure that you are part of the union. Amen. With your heart, nothing in your heart. All that is in your heart is what? Love. Loving everyone. The same love for everybody. Not a special love for Jonathan, and then another love which is a little bit lower for Brother Mike. No, sir. We don't have a higher love and a lower love. Amen. Love is love. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, one in purpose. One in purpose. All our purpose is what? Is to worship, to praise God. Our purpose is to go with him. Amen. If you have that purpose of what? Meeting him. And I have the same purpose of meeting him. We will come to the same place. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Where should I mention? I want to mention a place which is somewhere spiritual a little. Okay, let's take our church here. I'm from Edgewestern. You are from, what is it? Babrigan. You are from this part. You are from there. You are from here. Praise God. But we have one purpose of what? Coming to this place, this church. But we are from what? Different places. But that one purpose, the meeting place is here. And we will come from various places and we see us all together here. Amen. That is that one purpose. If we have one purpose, we will surely meet at one place. And rejoice together. And that purpose will what? Will start what? Manifesting. Oh, praise God. Today, just you were just few, but when I was in there, the way how you were worshiping and praising, I said, oh, praise God. See? It's one purpose. It's all one great church of the living God. See? Let's base it upon, solidly upon, thus saith the Lord. Let's base everything upon what? Thus saith the Lord. The Lord has spoken. Finished. I believe it. Amen. That is his word. I believe it. Amen. Antichrist spirit, off. Amen. Now, at least we have known something about him. Very, very religious. That's the deception. Then to read the last something, the prophet said, as we glean through this Bible, you will see that the cogs of God's wheel, you know the cogs, that those things that hold the wheel, said the cogs of God's wheel turn slowly but sure. See? It turns slowly, but what? Sure. There is always a long suffering. Take notice of that. As long as he is still on the what? On the mercy seat, grace still abounds. It is his long suffering still waiting for you to come in. He said, it turns slow but sure. It may look like it's a million miles away, but she is grinding right up there all the time. That means definitely the day is coming. He said, and one of these days, it will be here, no matter how. Amen. It seems that he's far away. Everything is what is moving. For sure, one of these days, he will come. Amen. But we don't know when. That's why we must always be what ready. Let's now, brethren, expose every spirit of the Antichrist out of our lives. Amen. It's very, very deceptive. We don't want it. Today we put him to shame. How many believe that? Amen. Tonight, we say, spirit of Antichrist, amen, you are not part of me. Amen. You are not part of me. Amen. I've given the whole of my life to my Lord Jesus Christ, only whom I believe. Lord, now, let always your spirit overshadow me. Even when that spirit of the Antichrist tries to enter, Lord, expose it and get it out far away from me. Praise God. Tonight, Lord, I am yours. I've given every, my thoughts, my mind, my heart, everything I surrender to you. I want, Lord Jesus, your seed that remaineth in me to be made manifest all the time. That, Lord, your fruits will be bearing. I'll be bearing the fruits for everyone to see that your name will be glorified. Praise God. The musicians just came. We have only 5 minutes for you to tell the Lord something, that tonight, Lord, I surrender to you. Even if anyone hates me, I will love that person.
whatever anyone would do against me, Lord, I will forgive that one. I will turn, Lord Jesus, my life, everything, to look unto you always. So, Lord, help me that I will be able to overcome. Even when this spirit of the Antichrist comes, Lord, you will give me the courage. You will expose it. You will show me the way to get out from it. It will come with all provocations, but Lord, I believe that, Father, you give me the long-suffering, that spirit, that fruit of the spirit, long-suffering, to bear them, O God. Oh, to keep on. Yes, I want to be like you, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus.
Bethlehem's manger came for a stranger on earth I long. Oh yes, to be like him, my faithful Savior, how rich is His favor on earth I long to be like Him.
Oh, to be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long, to be like Him, all true life journey. From earth to glory, I only am to be like Him,
serene and holy,
serene and holy. Obedient, glory, on earth I long. Oh, to be like Him, by grace, oh, keep Him on earth, oh, I only am. That's our prayer, Lord, tonight. To be like
to
you, Lord.
Be like
Father, we ask, Lord Jesus, that your seed will continuously remain in us, Lord.
Like
for us to bear the fruits of the Spirit,
to
Lord.
Like
we want, Lord Jesus, the seed that you sown in us, O God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, even if it is retarding in growth, Lord, let the Holy Spirit, oh God, the grace falls upon it, oh God, and bring these seeds of life, oh God, into manifestation in our lives. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, as even Father, we surrender to you tonight. We ask the Lord Jesus, we will be able, O God, to stand against the infiltration, O Lord, of this spirit of the Antichrist. Yes, Lord Jesus, tonight, O God, we humble ourselves, Lord. We have heard from you, Lord. You have exposed, Lord Jesus, our enemy. Oh, he was right in the Garden of Eden.
We know how he deceived all evil. And Father, he was able to plant his own seed that has gone through the ages from Cain to Ham. Even it was taken into the ark and still traveling. And today, as the prophet said, it is now moving with a terrible force, trying to force his way into every church of the living God, trying to force itself into the life of the children of God. But Lord Jesus, tonight, oh God, we thank you that the Holy Spirit has exposed all his works. He's just a pretender. Lord, tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we look at who we are, the seed that has been planted in us, as we believe that we are the seed of Abraham, that we have the power, oh, to possess every gates of the enemy. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every antichrist spirit of God that will try to infiltrate into this church, Lord. Father, that it will be exposed. In Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we protect our children from this spirit of antichrist. We protect them, oh God, because they are, oh, some kind of word, a fertile ground for the antichrist, for them to attack. But Lord Jesus, we bring the blood of Jesus Christ to cover them, oh God. Over our children, Lord, we pray. Let's pray for our children. Let's pray for the children in this house, each and every one, that the Lord will protect them. Because that is a place where the devil will see that there is a way to enter into families. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your spirit raise standards against the infiltration of this antichrist spirit, God. That our children will believe with all their heart, Lord, that they will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, tonight we know that who he is. And Father, we pray that, oh God, the Holy Spirit will continually expose him. Anywhere he will try to come, Lord, let him be exposed. Amen. Father, we pray that, Lord, you help us, Lord, to overcome. We want to be overcomers. So Lord, strengthen us. Father, let us see through even the hidden ways of this spirit, Lord. That Father, wherever they will try to come, we will know. Oh, we thank you, Lord, tonight. As Lord, we commit a church into your hands, Lord. Father, you said we must all move with one heart, Lord. Yes. Father, grant us, Lord Jesus, that one heart. Amen. You said we must move with one purpose, Lord. Father, let that spirit, Lord Jesus, stay in this church, O God. One heart, one purpose, one love. O Lord, in your church of the living God, we pray the Lord Jesus tonight, even as we leave here, O God, let your Holy Spirit continue to speak to us. Amen. And let Lord Jesus, ourselves also, Lord, bring ourselves under subjection, submissive to every whisper from the Holy Spirit, Lord, that we always will be hearing, O God, from the still small voice, guiding us, telling us what to do, telling us things that we shouldn't do, God. Father, help us to heed to those things, Lord. Help us to recognize, as in, Lord, you said, your sheep will always hear your voice. Father, speak to us always. Let your voice, O God, be close to us always, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God, bless your church. Bless your children. Bless our little ones, O God. Bless our enemies. Bless those who hate us. Lord Jesus, if possible, O God, let something be done in their lives. For them to realize, O God, that they are accepting a spirit of the devil. And the Lord Jesus, they, O God, the Holy Spirit, Lord, will expose that spirit in them. And that Lord Jesus, they will be ready also, Lord, to surrender those spirits, Lord, to cast them out, Lord Jesus. We pray for them, Lord. They hate us, but we love them. Lord Jesus, help us, O God, as a church. As you said, you present to yourself a glorious church without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, a holy church. You said you present to yourself. We want to be that holy church, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Yes. Lord willing, as Pastor announced, this weekend, that Sunday, we are receiving our precious brother, Tommy, who is coming. And so, just get yourself in spirit and come. Let's all come together in the same spirit. In one accord, and we will see the moving of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That even if there is any form of sickness, anything, even before, the word will finish, healing would have taken place. Amen. All our needs, the Lord will take over. Amen. Praise God. How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Then let's commit Sunday also into the hands of the Lord. And then our pastor also traveling, let's remember him in prayer. That where he goes, he's going to meet some people, and it needs the leadership of the Holy Spirit to be able to speak to them. So remember him also in prayer.
Amen.
Praise God. Is there any other thing, announcement, brother? And then the youth, God, Richie, bless you. God is moving amongst
Amen.
You. And God bless Nachisa for
Amen.
Calling the youth together for some kind of a picnic or whatever it is. That's the kind of thing we need to do, see, always showing love to one another. Amen. So youth, ever since you returned from Switzerland, we can see real change. Let that change continue.
Amen.
Be strong.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If the Lord tarries long, very soon, you are taking over. And we, the old men, will be seated at the back there. Praise God. Amen.